Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Black Hills Film Festival is underway. Films are featured in Hot Springs, Hill City, Spearfish, and Rapid. Screenings continue through next Tuesday. Chris Van Ness is the executive director of the festival. She joins us this morning in the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City to go over some of the highlights and help you prepare for the annual event that brings fans of cinema together. Chris, thanks for stopping by today.
Good morning, Lori. Great to be here.
All right. New changes this year in the in the Black Hills Film Festival. Where do you want to begin?
Well, the dates have changed.
Yeah.
Normally, have the festival in April or May, early May, and over the past 10 years, we've done that, and people in their surveys commented that it's just too busy, too much stuff going on, and so this year, we took the leap, and we said, we're going to move it to February, and we've had a lot of good comments about that. People really enjoy having something to do during the winter, and it's not that bad. The weather's beautiful this week. It's perfect.
Wonderful timing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the venues and where people can go see films, buy passes. How does this all work if you haven't been able to make it?
Yeah, the passes, we have an all-inclusive pass for $50, gets you in everywhere. All of the venues and the parties, receptions, seminars, all that during the whole time of the festival. Or you can buy a $10 pass and just go see one session. So you get to pick and choose where you want to go. The pass is definitely a great value. People love going to the parties and receptions because they get to talk one-on-one with the filmmakers and our special guests.
All right. Let's talk about some of those filmmakers and seminars and workshops this year. Who are some of the ones that are sort of not miss?
The seminar that we're having this year is called Ultra Low Budget Filmmaking, and it's presented by one of our board members, Ryan Hall, who's been involved with three feature films over the past few years. He just finished up on a new Western horror that we hope we'll be seeing here probably next year. They just finished filming on it. The movie is called The Blackwood. He also worked on Tater Tot and Patton, which we showed a couple years ago, and that received a lot of good comments from the film industry. And all of these films were made by local South Dakota people, crew, cast, and with very little money. I mean, we're talking in just a few thousand dollars, not millions of dollars.
Wow. Are there local films on the roster here that folks can see?
Yes, we have quite a few, including Tales of American Hood Rat, and that's by an Aberdeen filmmaker. That's quite an interesting story. He started out with making little short films up there in Aberdeen and got to go to Full Sail Film School in Florida and then came back to Aberdeen to make films again. And this is his first feature film after coming back from film school. So we're looking forward to a good reception on that film. Also, we've got a student from Fargo that did a film about our local artist, John Lopez, okay. Who has a lot of the bronze sculptures along the main street in Rapid City here. And John Lopez will be down with the student to attend his first screening of the documentary, and it's called When Life Gives You Lemon. And that refers to Lemon, South Dakota, where John is from.
Nice. And a profile of Sarah Rogers, the artist, too, which a lot of people in Hill City are well familiar with.
Yes, and our cover and all of our artwork this year was a custom painting done by Sarah Rogers. She did it just for us, and the original painting will be in Warriors Work Gallery this Saturday. We're doing a reception there, and you can see the original painting. We just love it. It's great.
All right, for people who are on the radio and haven't seen it, can you describe sort of what that looks like?
Well, she kind of did an abstract about film, and it's got little film strip across the top and circles down the side kind of representing the film strip and then big splashes of color, which is kind of her trademark.
Yeah.
And then there's a thing in the middle that looks like a lens and a tripod. And it's really lovely. I love her colors.
Yeah, she's really remarkable. I have one of her prints hanging in my kitchen, as a matter of fact. Tell me a little bit about how you select the films and how people sort of submit their films to you throughout. I mean, when does that process happen and how does it unfold?
We start accepting films entered into the film festival in about July or August. And they go through a program called Film Freeway, and that has about 800,000 filmmakers that are signed up on that particular web account. And they just go in there and they enter their films to the festival. We get notification that the films have been entered. And then I have a team of about 12 people, and they select a category that they like to look at, and then they are responsible for looking at every film in that category. And they rate it. We have a 10-point rating system. They give me comments on it. And then we close entries in November, and then we start going through and looking at the best films and which ones we think our audience here in South Dakota would like to see. So we're curating films, kind of like a book club for film, that lets people see films that they wouldn't normally see. These aren't films that are going to show up in the theaters normally.
What does that mean for the artist? So, you know, we have an idea of how exciting that can be for, you know, film goers to just, you know, experience. First of all, in many of those cities, there aren't places to see film on a regular basis in the first place. So these are special showings to go and be able to see film. Plus, it's not going to be your regular Cineplex offering. But what does it mean for the artist to sort of get selected to be part of the Black Hills Film Festival?
It's a great place to get their films out there. They submit to film festivals because they want to start building an audience. So when people see the film and they start doing the social media and telling all their friends about it, then the filmmaker can start showing how many people are seeing his film or her film. And then that's how they go after distribution. They can say, hey, the big distribution companies, take a look at this. See how many people are watching this film, and maybe you might want to pick it up for streaming. And so that's how they start to get the promotion going for their films and eventually maybe get some monetary return through a streaming.
Yeah. Films by Indigenous filmmakers or about Indigenous people are always popular. Anything in this lineup that speaks to that?
Oh, we have a lot of Native films. We showed two last night at the Elks. Today, this afternoon, we have a whole lineup of four films at the Journey. And those films will be screened throughout the festival again. I just wanted to mention that both of our films last night that received Best Films Award, Warrior Woman is one of our Native American films, and also Dark Harbor, which is a thriller. Dark Harbor won Best Feature last night, and those two films will be showing in Hot Springs again on Saturday. So if you missed it, you can go to Hot Springs and see those films again. But don't miss the Native American films today at the Journey. We will have two of our filmmakers there to do Q&A after the films, and nice. They're very well done.
And who does the voting for Best Films? Is that an audience award?
We don't do an audience award. We have a panel of judges from the industry that take a look at it. We boil up to the top, like our top five picks, and then we let industry experts take a look at them and vote which is the best.
Sure. When you're in the room, can you sense that audience response? Are there standing ovations or comments, or what's those sort of like to get that immediate feedback from an audience for a filmmaker and for the festival sponsors?
Yeah, the audience really does love that. And when last night we had Madonna Thunderhawk, who is the subject of Warrior Woman, there, and when she walked down the aisle to go to the stage, everybody was clapping and cheering and just, it was a great time.
Mm-hmm. All right. How can people connect and find the schedule and figure out what's playing in their community?
You can go online to our website. We also have an app, which we introduced this year. So just go to your app store and look for Black Hills Film Festival, download the app, and it'll tell you all the films that are playing by venue, by type of film. It shows trailers, it's got the schedule, and we keep those up to date because, as you know, this week we had fire in Hot Springs.
Right.
And our party venue, where we're, three of the parties were going on, burned to the ground. That was the vault. So we quickly had to find another venue at Bourbon County Speakeasy, and we updated our app so people would know that that was going on.
And is that still in Hot Springs? I'm not familiar
with.
Okay.
Yes, that's in Hot Springs.
Well, that's a huge thing for that community, too, after a fire, to sort of come out and participate in a community project like the film festival.
Yeah, everybody's really come together, and it's, I think it'll be a way for the community to kind of get together and, you know, after that big loss, to say, okay, we're still moving forward, and we're getting together as a community. Yeah. So that's good. And I just want to mention tonight, our special screening at the Elks is a film called The Mustang. And that's a film about a prison where they bring in wild Mustangs and they have the prisoners train the horses as part of rehabilitation.
Hmm.
It's a very interesting film, and we will have Tommy Smittle there, who was a consultant for the film and also an actor in the film, and he'll be talking about that program. So that'll be a really exciting event tonight.
Much to do on this beautiful weekend in the Black Hills. Chris Van Ness with the Black Hills Film Festival. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you.